Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by Amwager.com for the weekend of Saturday, November 11th and Sunday, November 12th. For those of you that are new to the podcast, this is a oral edition of my Key Bets and Key Races blog at Amwager.com. Just go to Amwager.com and click on the handicapping link at the top. Or go to amwager.com/handicapping. But even though this is an oral version of the blog, I'm always adding a couple extra races for Sunday and talking about some of the other races I'm covering throughout the country. We'll get started with the fifth at Laurel. We're going to go through the fifth through ninth, a great sequence of five stakes at Laurel in which you can string together some doubles and pick threes for value. The fifth at Laurel is the Smart Halo Stakes, post time 2 p.m., a little bit early for stakes, on Saturday the 11th. And we're looking at the 4, Jehoshaphat, the 8, Pacific Gale, and the 3, Take Charge Paula. Jehoshaphat made the lead in the stretch last month at 7 furlongs to Keeneland, which would be at the 6 furlong mark, and ended up settling for second to Sultry, who came back to win. The 6th horse from that same race came back to win, making it a key race. Cutting back the 6 furlong should help Jehoshaphat quite a bit here. 8 Pacific Gale was overmatched and maybe didn't like two turns in the Alcibiades Stakes at Keeneland opening weekend. Before that, won nicely at 6 furlong, cutting back from a route to a sprint. She gets a long look here. She won the Sorority Stakes. She's already a stakes winner. And the 3, Take Charge Paula, the 3-1 morning line favorite. She finished second, 8 legs clear to third horse in the Matron at Belmont. No match for Happy Like a Fool, but it was a good race nevertheless. She might be over bet, so she's not a great win bet, but we're going to use her. In the pick threes and doubles, we're going to use all 3, 4 Jehoshaphat, 8 Pacific Gale, 3 Take Charge Paula. Look to make win bets on Jehoshaphat at 5-2 or better. Pacific Gale at 5-2 or better as well. We'll play an exact of 3-4-8 over 3-4-5-6-8. 3-4-8 over 3-4-5-6-8, throwing in the 5 Frigid Sister and the 6 Caught Dreamin' in the second slot. And start daily doubles and pick threes with 3-4-8. Moving on to the next race at Laurel, race 6, post time 2:30, the City of Laurel Stakes. Gonna look at 6-4-7 here. 6 Honor the Fleet, 4 No Dozing, 7 Prince of Hemp. Honor the Fleet ran really well against Older at this 7 furlong trip last month at Laurel, dropping to 3-year-olds only. The 106 Equibase speed figure is top in the field and better than the stakes runners in this race. And if that's legitimate, he's got a big shot opening at 8-1. 4 No Dozing, out of his element last time out in the English Channel at a mile on the grass, back to 7 furlongs where he won the very similar concern stake, 3 back at Laurel. Centeno up then as now. That's a representative race. He can run well. And the 7, Prince of Hemp, undefeated in 3 starts. He opens at 12-1. I guess it's because he's shipping out of parks, but still, improving figures, 99 last time out. Certainly a horse that likes to run well, and cutting back from 2 turns to 1 turn gives him a little edge as well over some of these. Win bet on 6, Honor the Fleet at 2-1 or better. No Dozing if you can get it, 5-2, probably not. Prince of Hemp, win bet at 3-1 or better. Exacta, 4-6-7 over 1-2-4-5-6-7-9. 4-6-7 over 1-2-4-5-6-7-9, throwing in the 1 Tale of Silence, the 2 El Arib, the 2 vulnerable morning line favorites at 3-1 and 2-1 respectively. Throwing in the 5 2 Charlies at 15-1. Throwing in the 9 Indian Lover as well. Moving on to the 7th at Laurel, the Safely Kept Stakes, 7 furlongs, 4 fillies, 3-year-olds. Post time 3 p.m. The contenders in the race are 6-11, 10-4-3, 5 deep, but 50 cent pick threes. You can get some value here in doubles as well for the dollar doubles. 6, You Know 2, opens at 15-1. Drops out of the grade 1 spinster to this non-graded race. Cuts back from 9 furlongs to 7 furlongs. Won very smartly at Delaware against Older, one before last. Second horse came back to win. By the way, the spinster, even though she ran 5th in that race, turns out to be a key race, as Bar of Gold came out of that, who ran 6th, who she beat, who You Know 2 beat. Bar of Gold came back to post the upset at 60-1 in the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf, and the 9th horse also won. coming out of the spinster. 11, Shimmering Aspen, the 3-1 morning line favorite, also drops from the grade 3 Charlestown Oaks, but she opens at 3-1. She won 1-4 last, just like You Know Two did at 7 furlongs at Laurel. She won a restricted, a listed stake like this one against Older. She should run well. The 10 is Miss Locust Point, who won her second and third starts, including a stake just like this at Jintalkin in December of last year. Then she ran 5th in the grade 2 forward gale, took some time off, but she can fire fresh as a really nice workout for John Service. The 4, Dawn the Destroyer, for Kira McLaughlin, shipping down from New York. She won at 7 furlongs, 1-4 last. She fits here. And the 13, Your Love, who opens as the 5-2 favorite for Chad Brown, shipping out of New York off an allowance win. She's okay, but she's no standout. I'll take the 6, You Know, 2 at 4-1 or better on a win bet. I'll consider the 10, Miss Locust Point, for win bet as well at 5-1 or better. I'll use the 6, 11, 10, 4, and 13 in an exacta box. Use all 3 in doubles and pick 3s. Moving on at Laurel to the 8th race, the James F. Lewis post time 3:30. For the pick 3s and doubles, we're going to use 3, 4, 5, 6. Where She Told Me to Go, Barry Lee, A Different Style, and Cowboy Karma. But the win bet is going to be Where She Told Me to Go and the exacta key, trying to split up the favorites. Where She Told Me to Go opens at a ridiculous 10-1, coming out of a restricted stakes win at Delaware at 5.5 that actually was faster than the second place finish Barry Lee put into the Futurity in Belmont, and faster than the fourth place finish Cowboy Karma ran in the Champagne or his runner-up effort in the Sapling. Where She Told Me to Go ships out of Delaware for Pecoraro, a really good trainer. Victor LeBron was up for the first time in Victory. The third horse came back to win. Another horse came back to win, making that a key race. It started off a layoff, and she looks like she's moving forward. We'll bet Where She Told Me to Go, the 3, at 3-1 or better. Box the 3. Play the 3 over the 4, 5, 6. 3, Where She Told Me to Go, over the 4, Barry Lee. The 5, A Different Style, and the 6, Cowboy Karma. Turn it around. 4, 5, 6, over the 3. Use all 3 in the pick 3s. Rounding out the 5 race sequence of really good betting races at Laurel is the 9th, the Richard W. Small Stakes. Post time, 4 o'clock. Main contenders for me are the 5, Watershed, and the 6, Securities. But I'm going to go as deep as I can to finish off the pick 3s and doubles. I'm going to use the 1, Dr. Mounty. The 3, No Distortion. The 4, The Old Trooper, Paige McKinney. The 5, of course, Watershed. The 6, Securities, the other win contender. The 8, All Out of Aces, and the 9, A Fleet Willie. I'll give you the exact the first. 5, 6, 9, over. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. 5, 6, 9, over. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. Turn around and play the opposite as well. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, over 5, 6, 9. As far as the win contenders go, we'll start with Watershed opening at 9-2, shipping out of Belmont for Kieran McLaughlin. Won the grade 3 Ben Ally at this 9 furlong distance in April at Keeneland. Then ran poorly in the Pimlico Special and poorly in the Suburban. Both of those were almost a mile and a quarter. Gets back to his trip and drops in class. Paco Lopez rides same as he did for the Ben Ally. And the best of 41 workout at Belmont before leaving Kieran McLaughlin's home base a week ago is rock solid. Securities opens at 8-1, coming off almost a field-high best last race figure of 107, winning the restricted Seattle Slough Stakes at this 9-furlong trip at Belmont. Ships down for Jimmy Jerkins, again, another Belmont shipper. Everything about this horse fits fantastically. He's been first or second in 9 of 17. Granted, he has 3 wins in 6 seconds, but at 8-1, I can take a shot. And the 9 of Fleet Willie at 9-2 might be a play if you can get about those odds. Certainly a horse that loves to win. 3 for 6 this year, 5 for 11 last year. Has won back-to-back, comes off a win in the Governor's Day Stakes at Delaware. We're going to look at Watershed and Securities. Bet on both if you can get 5-2 or better. A Fleet Willie if you can get 9-2. And the exacta again, 5-6-9 over 1-3-4, 5-6-8-9. And then play the reverse as well. And that's the 9th at Laurel, the Richard Small Stakes. More things to mention, of course, you can always get daily free picks from me at the Del Mar website, When Sanita Starts, on the Woodbine website, and also on the Keeneland Select blog site. I want to definitely mention our Echo-based race of the week here. Very playable, no reason to be redundant. Go to echobase.com, click on the More link at the top, and click on Weekly Featured Race, and get my analysis of the Red Smith Handicap, Race 8 at Aqueduct, post time 3:47, a really good betting race. Again, that's echobase.com. Click on more on the top green navigation bar and click on weekly featured race. Or if you sign up at Echobase, you can get it mailed to you weekly as part of our Inside Track series. Good races at Woodbine as well for Saturday and Sunday. To get those analysis, you can follow me on Twitter. I tweet out those links all the time, at UberCapper. Or you can go to woodbineentertainment.com/woodbine/pages/handicapping. woodbineentertainment.com/woodbine/pages/handicapping. Great races on tap on that website that I put out for Saturday and Sunday, including a really cool daily double for Sunday. And don't forget, you can get the written edition of this podcast, minus the Sunday races, every week at amwager.com/handicapping, or just go to amwager.com and click on the handicapping link on the top. Pleasure to do this, and I love the support of AmWager. You should check them out. One more race on the Saturday card we'll talk about is the fifth race at Del Mar, the Bob Hope Stakes, post time, 5:34 Eastern. And even though it's a short field, there is a play because one of the contenders is way too high to ignore here. Italiano opens at 10-1. My top pick is the 3 Runaway, the 8-5 favorite. The third pick, win contender, is the 5 Beautiful Shot at 5-2. Not sure what to do with the 2 Merino, but since I like a 10-1 shot, we'll play Exactas. We'll play the 6 Italiano over the 2-3-5, 6 over the 2 Merino, the 3 Runaway, and the 5 Beautiful Shot, and then turn it around, 2-3-5 over the 6. Also, certainly bet the 6 Italiano at 3-1 or better as a win bet. Runaway won the Barrett's Juvenile. The horse that ran second, Smokum, came back to run big on a Breeders' Cup undercard race last weekend. He's 4-5 in his career, certainly a nice horse, but he's 0-1 at 7 furlongs. The 6 Italiano has only won at 5.5 furlongs. He won his second start. He won it gamely after battling head-and-head the last eighth of a mile. I like the fact he's outside and can sock the speed. I certainly like the fact that Mike Smith is riding him back for Jerry Hollendorfer, and he's got a big shot here. And the 5 Beautiful Shot is 2-2. He won the Speakeasy Stakes at Santa Anita. He's won at 5.5 and 6, but this is 7. So considering the fact that favorites have not run 7 furlongs, including Marino, who couldn't hold the lead to Beautiful Shot last out, it's a good way to take a shot. 6 Italiano is a great bet here. Win or win place at 3-1 or better. Play 6 over 2-3-5, 2-3-5 over 6. Moving on to Sunday, we're talking about two races here, the first of which is the 8th at Aqueduct, the New York Stallion Series, Staten Island Division. It's a New York bred race, which normally you might pass, but there's a low odds overlay here, and that's the 5 Wonderment. Wonderment for Kenny McPeak. It's 5-18. He's earned almost $400,000 she has in her career. She won the Arctic Queen one before last at 6 furlongs at Finger Lakes. She won the Dancing Renee by 5 at Belmont. She's 0-2 at Aqueduct, but she's a new horse now. She comes into the race since her win with a big best of 22 half-mile workout, and she gets Jose Ortiz for the first time. McPeak's very serious here going to Ortiz. Again, the 3-1 is just fine. I'll take 2-1 or better on Wonderment. To be noteworthy, was a nose behind Wonderment last time out, opens at 4-1 and has to be considered. She's 6 wins in 4 seconds in her career, 200,000. She run very well in these New York Stakes in her last two starts. And the 7 Riot Worthy, one of 2 for Charlton Baker, the other is the 4 Bluegrass Jamboree. Riot Worthy has 4 wins in 11 seconds in her career, certainly not a winner type, but she is tough. She actually moves a little drop in class from open non-winners of 2 allowance to state bred. And Manny Franco picks her over Charlton Baker's other horse, Bluegrass Jamboree. So we'll look at the 5 Wonderment, certainly as a low odds overlay at 2-1 or better. Consider the 2 Be Noteworthy and the 7 Riot Worthy at 3-1 or better. All 7 can be used in any exotics you play in the 7th at Aqueduct on Sunday, the 12th, the New York Stallion Series Stakes, post time 3:47. Moving to Del Mar on Sunday, the 7th race, the feature, is the Betty Grable Stakes for Calbreds. 7 o'clock post time Eastern time. I like this race a lot. This is a key betting race on the day. It makes sense because this is a key bets blog podcast. Number 8, Barbara Beatrice, opens at 4-1. Gets a great outside post. Comes off a win in the California Distaff Handicap down the hill at Santa Anita on the grass. Sharp win rallying from 6th, 5th with an eighth of a mile to go and got up in time. Pereira rides back. She's won on the dirt. She gets a good post to stalk. She's run well at all the distances up to a route. She's 1 1/16 to the 7 furlongs is no big deal. She's second off a layoff. That's what I like most of all, because off a career best in field high 108 Echo Base figure last out, she can top that in her second off the layoff. She's 5 for 15 in her career, 4 for 9 on the grass, and 1 for 6 on the dirt. But she's really in good form right now. The 8 Barbara Beatrice, better at 2 to 1 or better. 5 Cuddle Alert opens at 5 to 1. She won a open, not 1 to 2 allowance at Del Mar in August. She ran 4th to Unique Bella last out. She ran 4th to Miss Sunset, who came back to win stakes at Keeneland before that. But Cut Alert won the similar Spring Fever stakes in February at Santa Anita. She's over 2 at 7 furlongs, but I think it's just the races she's run haven't been the ones that are in the form she's in now. So you got to use her. And the 4, How About Zero, who's a stakes winner in form. She won the Golden State Juvenile last November as a 2-year-old at 7 furlongs at Santa Anita. She enters the race off a win down the hill turf course, just like Barbara Beatrice. But she's 3 to 1 compared to Barbara Beatrice, who won a stake down the hill. I don't really get that. 8, Barbara Beatrice, win at 2 to 1 or better. 5, Cut Alert, if you can get 5 to 2, make a second win bet. And then use the 4, How About Zero. The exactas are going to be 4-5-8 over 2-3-4-5-8. Throwing in the 2, Leighton Left, who's 10 for 16, first or second in her career. And throwing in the 3, Bad Juju. 4-5-8 over 2-3-4-5-8. And then turn around, play the opposite. 2-3-4-5-8 over 4-5-8. Play that for just half as much. So, for example, if you play the first exacta for $2, play the reverse for $1. I really hope you've enjoyed this week's blog, sponsored by AmWager.com. Check them out. And we'll talk to you next week.